These are important reports from USDA. They give us a very clear picture on the supply side of the marketplace. And a bit of this report, you know, I think indicates a turning point in the from the supply side starting to expand. We would view this report overall as slightly bearish. I think a couple of the pre-report comparisons are worth noting. The Kepfer marketing came in about 1% above pre-report estimates. But importantly, the weight category, 120 pounds to 179 pounds, was significantly larger than our estimates and larger than pre-report estimates. That really means that rather near term, we have some larger hog supplies than we anticipated pre-report. I think in the breeding context, this report indicates that producers are taking a rather modest and a rather measured approach to expansion, but we are expanding the breeding herd, and that needs to be accounted for, needs to be recognized in still an environment of relatively high feedstuff costs that we are starting to increase the numbers. As we look at kind of the another aspect are the revisions made by USDA compared to the prior report. There was a whole set of revisions, some of them probably larger than people even expected for the revisions. The December-May sow farrowings were pulled up by 44,000 head in that December-May time frame. And overall, as of September 1, USDA pulled up the number of market hogs by 470,000 head, nearly 500,000 head more market hogs as of September 1 than the prior report indicated. So I expect a little bit of this trend to continue where we may see some revisions higher as we look ahead. Overall in our price, again, we view it as slightly negative report or slightly bearish. We have pulled down slightly our price forecast as we look ahead based on this report.